Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunanberdy. Last Friday, 2 weeks back, the market sold off hard with the Dow dropping close to 1,000 points before recovering only to close down 610. The rebound late in the day did little to ease the pain for investors, however. Most of the usual stock favorites got obliterated and no doubt serious damage could have been done to investor portfolios. One of the rumored causes was that the number of unemployed spiked up past expectations and there was some problems over in Japan with their currency and the Japanese bank. Adding to the monetary conflagration was the fact that Intel, the iconic microchip company, fell by a whopping 21% on bad earnings. It also announced it would lay off about 15% of its workforce. Ouch! That one-day hammering was the worst day of Intel stock in 5 decades and exacerbated the bleak unemployment numbers and the Japanese yen problem. What is interesting in this particular rout was how the market reacted to the negative news of the day. Simply put, whereas stock markets long ago used to sell off on bad economic news, as it meant declining sales and earnings, in recent decades, when bad economic news came out, the markets would rise. That was because the Federal Reserve repeatedly were quick on the trigger to halt any significant market turndowns by using the many monetary tools at their disposal. These tools include lowering interest rates, it's funneling cash to the banking system and easing credit requirements. Eventually, market participants learned over the years that ill markets brought the Federal Reserve to the rescue. That rescue included using many of their tools to flood the system with, you guessed it, money, which would thereby goose the markets upward. Simply put, if the economic campfire was starting to go out, they would pour this monetary gasoline on it to get it going again. The Federal Reserve did it so many times in the last few decades, Wall Street and the Federal Reserve itself began to believe they were omnipotent and could negate any downturns by simply raining money down on Wall Street. Not on you or I, mind you. So often did the Fed act on sour market news. Wall Street named the reaction by the Fed on the down markets the Fed put. That's the name for an option that protects things from going down. Too complicated to explain here, however. This term, Fed put, basically meant that investors, and Wall Street alike, would not have to fear an all-out market crash as any severe and persistent downturn would be met with Fed actions to stop it. With this Fed put in place, over time bad news became good news. Because bad news meant the Fed would act to juice the markets upward. If unemployment spiked, the Feds would fire up the printing presses, perhaps. If a large hedge fund went broke and threatened to bring down the system, the Feds would cobble together a bailout, maybe. An out-of-the-blue event like 9/11 would find the Feds coordinating stock purchasing en masse, along with the Wall Street favorites in the banking industry. Fast forward to today, and the world is coming out of an unprecedented world shutdown from COVID, and the massive amount of rescue money printed to stave off a global depression from the shutdowns. This has resulted in massive and ongoing inflation resulting from all that money creation. Since Fed money creation is argued to have caused the inflation, the Federal Reserve can no longer print away a market crash due to causing more of the same inflation we see now. Last week, when the unemployment news came out, bad as it was, Wall Street perhaps finally realized there would be no Federal Reserve to the rescue. It simply can't print any more money to finance any more bailouts, as that would cause, you guessed it, more inflation. And unlike so many times before, this time around, the economy's worsening condition moved the market. And unlike so many times before, at least in the last 4 or 5 decades, this time around, the bad economic statistics moved the markets downward as well. A radical change from a market that rose or fell depending on what the Fed would do. This was a meaningful departure from what has been for decades, where any economic weakness would be perceived to be followed by the Fed's printing press. Perhaps the markets will now have to start to reflect the health of the economy instead of being a market driven solely by the repeated steroid injections of easy money by the same Federal Reserve. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast is my opinion only, not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriter. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL 342.9. My website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cunanberdy.